Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem doubling down on taking her dog, she called it a working dog, a dog she hated, to a gravel pit and shooting the thing. Shooting this poor little dog, which she says was a working dog, had destroyed livestock. She claims it had bitten her hand and that it needed to go, Greg. Greg scored us in today for Dave Noriega. Greg is a co-host of KSL at Night and also an attorney. She's doubling down on Twitter. And I thought by now she would recognize that there's not a lot in politics that unites us. Dogs,
bad judgment.
She's just figured that
out. Writing about it in your political memoir, really bad judgment.
Yeah, don't write a book.
Yeah, don't. If you shoot your dog, keep it to yourself. Or don't do it in the first place, but my word, don't put it in your book. And then she sort of makes light of it. Well, the dog was on the roof of the car, or the dog was doing this and was that and was nasty and mean and whatever. But a working dog makes it seem even more sympathetic to me.
Oh, you mean, so explain what you mean by more sympathetic.
It's a working dog. It's a dog that's trained. It's not just Rover, the pet that licks your face every time you walk in the door. It's helping her. It's doing things. It's a dog that's trained for certain. You work with these dogs. You train them. You give them some.
Do you think that matters?
I think it makes them more sympathetic. Like, it makes it make less sense to just destroy it because it's somebody else could use a working dog. Go take it to the.
She said this was the dog's second chance, that it had been in a home with another family, and this was its second lifeline. She executed this dog.
Yeah. Well,
but apparently this happens on farms. That's another argument I've heard, is that this is the kind of thing that happens on farms, and that if you don't own 1,000 acres of land and farm corn or graze cattle on that land, you have no idea what it's like, and that this is just standard operating procedure.
So here's a problem. Years later, she's being considered as a potential running mate.
Yeah, she's not
for Donald J. Trump.
It's not going to happen now. You cannot
because
kill,
she shot a dog, right? I mean,
you can't. Well, there's a couple of things here: the lack of judgment, taking the dog to the and shooting it. There's so many options,
right,
for dogs. And I'm sure there's people who are listening right now. Is like, you probably didn't spend time training this dog either, or there are options if you couldn't figure it out to get this dog properly trained or get it a third home. The other lack of judgment that the governor of South Dakota has exhibited with this is she goes and puts it in her memoir. And I'm not sure, first of all, how to get by the editors.
I'm sure they thought it was funny or cute or.
Oh, just a total misjudgment.
Like, right. And the fact that she's not. The fact that she, like you started this, doubling down on it, like, no, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. I made a mistake. Don't write about it.
So she's had a week of this.
Trying to make defense or excuses for it.
She's had a week of this controversy and then posts on Twitter, X, that she's doubling down. She followed the law, she said, that she was being a responsible parent. I'm assuming she's talking about she's got kids, and she doesn't want this dog to harm her kids. She
followed the law.
Followed the law.
There's a law that.
Well, you're an attorney.
South
tell me.
Carolina,
I mean, you're not a South
you
Dakota
shoot
attorney.
Your dog?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. I mean, I get. So she didn't shoot it in city limits, but I mean,
is
cruelty
it,
to animals, you can't just shoot a dog.
Do you know off the top of your head what the rules are here for that? The laws are here in this state? I don't think
you can't just kill your animal.
You can't.
It's called cruelty to animals. It's a misdemeanor. It's not the crime of the century, but it's against the law. South Dakota, I don't know, do they say you take your dog out the weeds and shoot him?
When we find out that somebody has abused their dog, we put them on blast.
Sure.
Right? I mean, you can Google stories in Utah where people have been caught abusing, kicking, malnourishing their dogs.
Right.
And we hope that they land in prison for decades. You know, that's we love dogs. We love our dogs. In fact, if you walked up to me, Greg, and I didn't know who you were, and I hadn't known you for 30 years, and you had a dog, I wouldn't even ask you what your name was.
Yeah,
I would say,
what's
your
dog's name?
Hey, what's your pooch's
right?
name?
You probably would, right.
And that's how we make best friends
right.
as humans. We find somebody with a dog like ours, and we become friends with them by default.
But with shelters and,
there's so many options.
Places, so many options.
So here's what she said. She was being a responsible parent, a dog owner, and a neighbor. But I think this is just, when I saw that, I'm like, I thought my mind immediately went to Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, how horrible. You cannot be the VP candidate now because if Trump wants to get away from this discussion, he'll never get away from this discussion. This will follow her everywhere.
Think about the optics of this. Your dog's over there, 100 yards away. You've got your rifle in your hand, and you pull down, and you put it in the sights, and the dog looks at you. I mean, are you really going to pull the trigger?
No.
The dog's tail is wagging. The dog is looking
never.
At you for a little.
This wouldn't even cross my mind.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what goes through your mind as you're pulling the trigger, thinking, oh, here goes Fido.
So why is Utah Senator Mitt Romney roped into this conversation? It's because he had a dog. He had a dog gate incident. Huffington Post talking to him about the situation back in the 80s. So apparently, here's what the Huffington Post wrote. These are his words, not mine. The Utah senator also pushed back on the notion that Noam's tale of slaughter in her upcoming political memoir is anything like him being criticized for tying his dog, Seamus, to the roof of a family car during a cross-country trip.
Wasn't there a movie where they did that with the grandma or
something? Oh, that was, yeah, you're thinking of this.
You can't put her up on that roof. Yes, he can.
You want me to strap her to the hood? What's the difference? She'll be fine. It's not as if it's going to rain or something.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
And it rained.
And Edna passed away during the cross-country trip.
So you don't want her in the car.
Griswold
That'd
puts her on the roof.
Right, right.
Yeah. But to clarify with Senator Mitt Romney, I mean, this is in the 80s, and it was, I guess, they made dog kennels, or they created some sort of a dog kennel. They had a dog kennel on the roof of the car. That to me does not. That to me does not qualify as the same.
No.
as shooting your dog.
But it's still a little bit.
But this followed
foggy,
him.
Right.
This followed. So clearly, like I said, we
Let's
don't.
Hope it wasn't in the middle of winter or in the middle of summer, and the dog's.
Well,
the,
yeah, it sounds like it was a cross country.
Nice,
yeah,
but.
summer trip, but. So his response to the Huffington Post is, I didn't eat my dog. I didn't shoot my dog. I love my dog, and my dog loved me.
That's why it was on the roof of the car.
That was on the right. But I mean, I think, you know, for this, I think this is far different than what happened with Senator Mitt Romney's situation. But that's still, that incident.
And
he
didn't kill his dog.
It was just a way to transport your dog.
Cruel, right. Yeah.
I mean, you run out of room in the car, or you got an animal that gets sick. I could see, you know, we got to come up with something. I mean, it's probably not we wouldn't stand for it today, just so I'm sure he knows that.
How do you transport your dog?
Well, my dog passed away. Thanks for reminding
me. Oh, sorry
about
that. Yes.
No, it's all right. Wow.
But it wasn't at the...
Oh, well, Riley?
By gunshot wound.
No.
Okay,
no, I would make him sit in the back seat. He'd always want to... He'd either want to sit in the front seat or in my lap while I was driving. Well, clearly, my lap is so dangerous. And he was a 50-pound blue heeler mix.
Okay.
Probably a mix. But so he was a big... He was... I call him thick. You know, he's a thick dog. But he wanted to be... He wanted to be my lap dog, so or he'd want to sit he'd want to ride shotgun, no pun intended, and help navigate the road with me from the passenger seat. I didn't like that because I was afraid if I had a slam on the brakes,
Fluffy, you know, he would land on the floor.
He would absolutely go. Or
right.
If we got into a crash through no fault of mine, of course, he would go through the windshield.
Right.
And so I put up one of those, you can buy them, you know, one of those contraptions that they make
like
now.
Like the police cars have?
Yeah,
keep the bad guys.
It would just cover between the two seats.
Right.
You know, I didn't have a bench seat. They stopped
right.
making those. You know, 30 years ago. So I had bucket seats or whatever they call them. And then there was this opening, and he would always want to crawl through the opening. If I put my purse there, and my purse is like this massive bag, right?
Suitcase, right.
Yeah. I would be able to block him too. So that was an option. But no, I would absolutely never.
Put the dog on the roof.
Well, I wouldn't. Oh yeah, that one too. I think that was I must have been out of desperation, but I certainly would never, ever. I mean, when Riley died, he died in my arms at home, you know, from cancer, and I was sick about it for a year. I miss him.
This up.
I miss him. So let's take phone calls. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Here's the question, okay? Here's the question. I want, what's your dog's name and what you love most about your dog? I'm not going to go dark on this. I don't want to go down that, like, would you ever do that? No, I don't. I want to give our dogs lots of love on this Friday. So give me a call. Let's brag about our dogs. 801-575-TALK. Next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic.
My co-host Greg Skordas and I putting the governor of South Dakota on blast, like the rest of America is, because she's doubled down on shooting her dog Cricket. Her dog's name is Cricket. Took it out to a gravel pit. Said it was behaving badly. That it had eaten, I think, some chickens and bit her hand. It was a working dog. And Greg, she shoots the dog, kills
Cricket.
This dog, Cricket.
How do you shoot Cricket? I mean, come on. A working dog.
Well, she said she acted within the law. She's doubling down. This comes out in her political memoir. The wild thing about this gets even crazier is she writes about it in a book. And no editor says, you know, there's not a lot that unites us in America, but dogs definitely do. We ought to take this out. We ought to not put this in your book.
Especially if you have any plans in the future for politics or just
I think she's done now.
People to at least, love you.
At least as a vice presidential candidate to run alongside.
I shot my dog.
That would follow
so that's
her.
How people will remember her now.
Yeah, absolutely. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Edie, hi.
Hi.
We wanted you. What's your dog's name? We want to send a message to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem about how much we love our dogs.
Right, in Utah.
I would imagine that you love your dog, and that's why you're calling.
I love my dog so much. Her name is Lucy.
Aww.
She's a golden doodle. And every morning I'm grateful for her. She's gotten me through some tough times, and I've got some teenagers still at home, and she keeps everybody, or tries to. She keeps me on an even keel when I'm dealing with things at home. And I love her so much. She's just so precious to me.
Well, if you haven't done it already, Edie, head over to our KSL News Radio Facebook page, share a picture of Lucy, and tell us why you love her. We've got tons of posts there. We posted this earlier this morning. Let's get to, is it Shanna?
Shauna,
hi. I'm having a hard time seeing things today, so forgive me if
I don't
catch your name. So talk, what's your dog's name, and what do you love about your dog?
The dog's name was Tippy.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
She was a family teenage dog. I'm 75, and she was our dog when I was a teenager.
And what was it about the dog that you loved so much?
Well, an example, she was a puppy. And I ended up hospitalized with a serious illness.
Hmm.
And she started wasting away. She wouldn't eat. And thank heavens, down in Phoenix, it was the first floor. And my brother could bring her, who couldn't come and visit me, and bring her to the window and let her know I was all right. And then she started eating again. My only regret is when she ended up with mitral valve issues, I didn't get her to the vet in time to put her down before she suffered.
Yeah.
It was overnight.
Yeah. Thanks for your phone call. I want to make sure we got a ton of phone calls here. So I want to give time to James in Provo. What's your pup's name?
Well, my grandmother's dog's name was Feisty, and our dog was named Spoofy, and they were both named for their traits and all that. They would kind of be loosey, but friendly and everything. They would always kind of hide, but yet when they want food, they were always there for you.
What kind of dogs?
Well, Feisty was Cocker Spaniel, and Spoofy was Big Beagle.
Spoofy and Feisty. Good names. Great names.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks so much for your phone call. Greg scored us in today for Dave Noriega. Greg, often co-hosting KSL at 9 from 7 to 9 right here at KSL News Radio. And we're talking about For the Love of Dogs, after South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been put on blast all week long, then doubles down recently just doubles down on X about the shooting.
I did it legally.
Yeah, she did it legally.
I shot cricket legally.
Yeah, she takes this dog out to a gravel pit and shoots it. Now, this happened several years ago, but she ends up writing about it in her political memoir, yeah, and then set America on fire because we love our dogs.
And you wonder if Cricket was running, sitting there looking at her, wagging its tail, or what Cricket was actually doing in the moments leading up to Cricket's execution.
Well, she said killing chickens and biting her hand. So
yeah,
here's one of the text messages. I appreciate the love letters on our text line at 57500. Y'all have been lighting me up all week long. I love going out on a Friday like this. Debbie, you're such a bully.
Uh-oh. For what?
You're such a bully. This is so classic of you, referring to me. Live on a farm. And this is how some animals are put down. So let's talk about that, Greg. Do you think it's not just me overreacting. I mean, okay, but blame me. I'm just the messenger here. But do you think we just we misunderstand how farm life is, Greg? And so we, we take the dog's side?
Yeah, maybe so. And when you're on a farm, you know, you have working animals, you have domestic animals, dogs, sheep, whatever, you know, and they're working. They're not just pets. They're doing the work of the farm, doing what you mm-hmm. need to do. To me, like I said earlier, that kind of makes them more sympathetic. That makes them more, to me, a much more difficult decision to put an animal like that down because they're working, they're servicing you, they're doing your work instead of just sitting on
it
your
may
lap.
It may be how it's done on a farm, but most of us don't live on a farm. And,
right.
and that's why America's wound up about this. And that's likely why, if she were to be Donald Trump's VP nominee and,
That'll come out in the...
You're never going to be able to get away from that on the campaign trail. There'll be memes forever online on social media.
And the voters get hung up on the goofiest things, but... The vice president candidate shot her dog?
We love our dogs.
Maybe so.
Well, I saw she made a post on social media... Greg, and we got to wrap this segment. She made a post on social media about her new book coming out, which, you know, it's a big deal, right? She writes a memoir, and I just went straight to the comments, and everybody in the comments was like, "How's Cricket? Where's Cricket?
Uh-oh.
Have you killed other animals as well?" So she'll never be able to run away from that story. Straight
or
ahead, middle schools in Norway ban cell phones, and the results are amazing. Parents, you're going to be begging your school to ban cell phones in the classroom. Next.